Page 42, Silverton Fire District Director Position 3, first candidate, Dixon H. Bledsoe, B-L-E-D-S-O-E. Occupation, real estate principal broker, BST Realty, LLC. Occupational background, Silverton Fire District Board, appointed current, position 3. Educational background, Silverton High School, grade 12, high school diploma, Western Oregon, grade 16, BS degree, social science, Willamette University, grad school, grade 18, MBA. Prior governmental experience, Silverton City Council, elected, former. Silverton Planning Commission, appointed, former. Willamette Educational Service District, appointed, former. Silverton Fire District Board of Directors appointed to position 3 to complete an unfinished term, United States Air Force appointed. I was asked to complete an unfilled term in 2020 that is now an open position, number 3, in 2021. It has been a pleasure to serve this wonderful Silverton District and the fine people who live here. We are blessed to have a great crew on the Silverton Fire District team, and it would be an honor to serve as your elected fire district representative for 4 years. I grew up here, work here, and live here, and would not have it any other way. It is home. Few things are more important to a community than highly skilled first responders. We learned that quickly in last fall's wildfire disasters and the ice storm this past February. I plan to work with them to ensure that they have what they need and keep a watchful eye on budgets that have been entrusted to them by the taxpayers. This information furnished by Dixon H. Bledsoe and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county. Another candidate for Silverton Fire District Director Position 3 here on page 42, Stephen Dye, D-Y-E. Occupation, retired. Occupational background, 40 years, criminal justice administration, 14 years, firefighter EMT, paid, on call, McCall, Idaho. Educational background, Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice, San Jose State University. Prior governmental experience, 40 years, director of County Criminal Justice Agency, 14 years, fire service, 4 years, planning and zoning. I served as a firefighter EMT for 14-plus years and know what it's like to respond to calls in the middle of the night, during a family event, from work, or a moment of relaxation. I also know what it's like to be a victim of a fire, suffering loss of property, and worse, losing a fellow fighter and mentor in part because we lacked adequate equipment. In addition to drills every Saturday, I attended the state fire school every year of my service and had the privilege of attending hundreds of hours of training in between. I believe in training and being well equipped, as anything less places the firefighter EMT and those in need of rescue in life-threatening danger. I believe in being effective and efficient with limited resources. While serving as the director of a criminal justice agency for 40 years, I have been responsible for holding stewardship of millions of taxpayer dollars. Integrity and transparency is essential when asking for public trust. I have never spent a dollar that would not pass the front page test. Strategic planning to ensure the values of the community are represented in service delivery. I have led agencies through difficult fiscal times without compromising the safety of the community. It is now more important than ever that we have leaders who can forge the challenges that lie ahead created by this pandemic we've all endured. These are the silent heroes of our community, and it would be an honor to support them as well as ensuring accountability to the community for every dollar spent. This information furnished by Stephen Dye and is printed exactly as submitted. The above information has not been verified for accuracy by the county.